This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on CSN Mid-Atlantic. As always, brought to you by PenFed Credit Union, great rates for the sports fan in you. You can visit PenFed.org for details. We thank you for tuning in this Friday, August 18th, 2017. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Happy Friday, JP. Hello, good morning.
Just a two-man show as Jason remains on his Colorado vacation.
That's right.
And EB takes yet another vacation day.
He did, yes.
He is maximizing his vacay days. Who even knows if he's gone beyond his allotted vacation days?
Yeah, I don't know.
But he's in Chicago playing golf.
He is, yes. I did see that his flight was delayed for a bit. I think he suffered the unfortunate fate of being loaded onto the bird, and then he had to sit on the tarmac for, I want to say, about an hour. So I hope he brought something to help him pass the time.
Going to happen from time to time.
I know it's a short flight. I get it. I think it's like an hour and a half flight, maybe even less. Something around there, but when they throw an extra hour on the tarmac, you need something to occupy the time. And it sounded like he wasn't very well prepared for that sort of incident going down.
All right, so it is just a two-man show today. You, of course, call us at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Lister lines if you want to chime in on anything. Text the fan, same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply, and you can tweet us at Junks Radio. We're packed. So it's just the two of us, but we're going to have guests throughout the show. Charlie Casserly, former Redskins GM, is joining us at 6:40.
Right.
We could talk a little bit about some of the preseason games last night, what he saw, talk to him about Redskins so far. They, of course, have their second preseason game tomorrow night. We'll talk movies. Kevin's going to join us at 7, fill us in on if there's anything worth seeing this weekend at the box office. It's a Friday. That means John Feinstein's joining us. We'll talk to our pal J.P. Finley from CSN at 8:20. More on the Redskins. Leroy Butler is going to join us. He was scheduled for yesterday. I did see he was tweeting, "Don't worry, I'll be on tomorrow."
Yes.
So something happened with his booking yesterday. I know Drab ran in here and he's like, "Oh, I might have missed his call." I don't know if that was the case, but we're going to talk to Leroy Butler later in the show about the Packers and the Redskins preseason game. And we've got Ben Bailey joining us in studio. He hosted something with a cab.
Of course he did, JP. It's called Cash Cab.
Cash Cab. Would that be now Cash Uber now?
Yeah, it might have.
That because of the disruption?
Maybe.
To the cab industry?
I used to be a pretty big mark for Cash Cab back in the day. Like, I wouldn't seek it out, but if it was on, yeah, it's trivia. I'd just get sucked in by trivia and I would watch it. I'd watch two episodes at a time. And then realize, well, I've wasted an hour of my life watching Ben Bailey on Cash Cab.
Exactly. So yesterday, Drab sends an outline kind of in the middle of the day. And then later in the evening, I'm doing a little prep. And two stories kind of intersected. And one of the stories that he sent was how millennials are trying to ruin boobs. And
okay.
This is detailed research from a website that we have to rely on, and that is Pornhub.com.
Oh,
so, according to Pornhub, about a quarter of millennials, or millennials being aged 18 to 24.
Okay.
I think it goes beyond that, but they're just looking at ages 18 to 24.
So, the younger subset of millennials.
Yes. About a quarter of them, they're just not into big boobs as much.
Right.
So, the traffic on the sites or the videos which feature big breasts.
Yes.
They're just not getting
so
as
those,
much action.
So they have
from they have, the 18 to 24 year old set.
They have tangible numbers that show that the searches have gone down in that age range.
Exactly.
Man, how are they getting all these detailed breakdowns of the numbers on Pornhub? What are they, just conducting surveys? who fills out an online survey?
I'm not exactly sure how they gather
I think
the evidence.
Who create usernames. They must know their ages.
Dogs create usernames on Pornhub?
If you ever scroll down, you can click on comments. People say, this one is silly.
I never knew such a thing existed.
I've seen a lot of, who is this girl in the video?
Yeah.
Okay, this is news to me.
So anyway, Pornhub releases this information, and Drab sent that story, thought it'd be interesting to kind of get into, and we can get their take on it. Now, they're not, I think Valdez would technically be a millennial. I don't know that Drab is a millennial. AWOD would definitely be a millennial. We're way out of the
millennial
demo.
Well, he's living
up
to his millennial status. I believe he's late for work.
Right. So there was that story. And then later in the evening when I was doing a little research, I saw a story about Hooters.
Right.
And it was about Hooters and restaurants. So Hooters, Twin Peaks,
mm-hmm.
restaurants.
The Tilted Kilt.
Yes. That feature women with big racks.
Scantily clad ladies.
Their business has gone down. In fact, they say that at Hooters, their business has dropped by more than 7% from 2012 to 2016. Now, 7% doesn't seem to be that much.
Well, as Drab also pointed out, it could be that poor food could be the culprit as well. People are just finally
higher expectations.
People expect more in 2017 than they did in 2011 or 2012.
Has the food changed that much?
Maybe Hooters just hasn't adapted over the years. I don't know. I haven't been to a Hooters in probably 15 years. Now, I'm clearly not a millennial, but, you know, people's tastes change and restaurants either have to adapt or they get left behind.
Do you think the tastes change that much in men liking big boobs?
I wouldn't think so. I would think that would kind of be an evergreen thing for guys, but apparently millennials don't think along the same lines. I don't know. I can't explain the AWODs of the world.
Maybe the focus has just changed as, like, the Kardashians became popular in the last decade and millennials watch, you know, Kim Kardashian has become on the big butt. So the big butt has overtaken the big
boobs. So now
boobs.
We need a big butt restaurant? Maybe that's
our next great idea.
That's the next frontier. You know, like a selling drive t-shirt.
Buns.
Hooters.
We'll have a place just called Da Buns.
You're on to something, JP. But look, my take on this is, if every Hooters in the country just were shuttered today, they had a great run. They had an amazing run. How long has Hooters been around?
We even have a theme song.
Absolutely.
We should open Da Buns.
But Hooters has had an amazing run. Even if they go out of business 5 minutes ago, they had their run.
And
maybe
it's time
for a new concept.
Let's play this out.
So Da Buns.
We just have a burger joint.
Yes.
It's called Da Buns.
Right.
And the way that they personalize their burger is they choose their specific bun. Like, you can have, like, your onion bread.
Right.
You can have all sesame seed buns.
Yes. And every waitress has to have a big caboose.
Yes. I think it's genius.
You know what? You may be onto something, JP.
We've just started a franchise.
We have. Conceptually, we have. Now, it's very much on the ground floor, but I like where you're going.
And do we spell it D-A-B-U-N-Z?
Yeah, you
Da
can't,
Buns?
Yeah, you can't spell it with an S. You have to have something to differentiate it. I think the Z is perfect.
Do we go with the or duh?
Oh, no, not the. The is too common. Da Buns. I like it. Now, somebody's going to steal our concept and make millions.
Is it a burger joint? Like a Fuddruckers.
I guess it would have to be, right?
With hot chicks.
How could
with
it not
big
be?
Asses.
Right.
And then you say, I would like my barbecue bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah.
With the sesame seed buns.
Now, Valdez, we would have to hire him as our, like, promotions coordinator, our VP of promotions, because he would come up with all the wacky, you know, events, weekly deals.
What if our burgers have double meat?
You could do that. There are a lot of ways to go here. It's a good concept, though. With the sales falling off for the restaurants, that just opens an opportunity for the butt restaurants.
By the way, I've never been to Twin Peaks. Is that popular?
I don't know. I don't even know if there are any around here.
So again, the story is Pornhub, which does somehow monitor traffic, says young men between 18 and 24 are nearly 20% less likely to search for breast-related content than older men?
I guess. I don't know. The numbers are right there. They're jumping out at you. It's a scientific study.
It is.
Hey, speaking of breast-related content, we might have an opportunity to have Mia Khalifa in studio.
Okay.
Is Cake still opposed to that?
Why would I be opposed to Mia Khalifa being in studio?
Because I remember at one point that you were worried that ISIS was going to get word of it.
That's right. That's right. It's a very good point you bring up. I mean, coming on the heels of the terror attack in Spain yesterday.
I think that's passed.
I think that ship has probably sailed. I'd be okay with her being in here if we had an armed guard at the door. Call the Homeland Security. Call PJ Lechleitner and see if he can come in and guard us while Mia Khalifa comes in. I'd be fine with her being in here. She's a mega DC sports mark.
Has there ever been a direct threat towards Mia Khalifa from ISIS?
No.
I don't know if there has been. Valdez is the porn expert. He would.
So
know
is this different than if I brought in one of my friends who happens to be Muslim and he just like sat in the studio? Would you have a similar?
No, I wouldn't have a problem with him. But she did porn.
And yeah, they want to cut her. Yeah, they want to cut her head off.
They don't get sliced for her. They consider her, definitely consider her an infidel, and would love to lop her head off and see it rolling down the hallway here. And then if they happen to want to attack her while we're here, guess who gets the collateral damage? John Paul Flame and old Flake sitting here. But I think that's they have bigger fish to fry than worrying about Mia Khalifa doing a wacky radio bit with the Junks.
By the way, it's August 18th. Tomorrow is your birthday.
It is. That's
Happy
correct.
Happy birthday in advance.
Thank you.
Can we do an impromptu weekend preview? What's happening
sure.
for the big birthday?
Weekend,
I got to believe Da Buns is part of it.
It could be, but it's not front and center. Tomorrow, we're actually going to Hershey Park before the kids all go back to school.
So you're going
to
do the super-duper looper?
Super-duper looper, the comet. I've never ridden. Have you ever seen Fahrenheit at Hershey Park? It looks like the craziest roller coaster ever.
We were there a couple years ago. Kelsey had a soccer tournament.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed all the rides, but it was kind of a defining moment for me. I went on one ride, and I realized I would never do it again.
Right.
I felt so old,
mm-hmm.
but I legitimately got a little bit scared.
Yep.
I can't remember the name of the ride. It wasn't a roller coaster. It was one of those deals. It wasn't, you know, like the ship, but it was one of those deals that you get up and you're basically flung around.
Right.
And I just looked at the pimply face kid and I just realized if that little 17-year-old pimply face kid didn't strap me in, I'd be thrown 200 yards and I'd be done.
Dead. You'd be done.
And so I said, you know what? I'm not doing this ride again. And,
right.
then I proceeded to let my son do it again, who at the time was like 8,
mm-hmm.
with his pal who was like 9. I was like, yeah, I'm comfortable putting them on it, but not me.
I can basically ride any roller coaster on the planet. It's not an issue for me. The rides that are issues for me now are the rides that just take you up and then spin you around for maybe 4 minutes and you feel like you're going to puke. And
like
then
the Gravitron?
The Gravitron. Anything that just spins you in a circle for, you know, 5 minutes, I can't do anymore.
And at the Montgomery County Fair the other day, this is the first time. If somebody had video of me that this has happened. So my son is getting in line to do whatever ride it was, right? And then they have a ride where only like 6 people could get on at a time where you basically are flying next to a person. You're kind of strapped in like that. It's also spinning round and around. And eventually it goes upside down.
Right.
But it takes a while. So it's kind of has the elements of the old pirate ship that we grew up with.
Right.
But then it's also rotating. And so I'm watching it. And it goes, it gets really high. And I didn't know if it was eventually going to go all the way around because it would go really high.
Right.
And swing back down like a pendulum and then swing back up. And then eventually I'm just like looking up and it goes all the way up and this teeter. And then it came back down. And I swear it looked like it was going to fall directly on me.
Yeah.
And when it came back down towards the path, I actually did this, Cakes. I shielded myself. I moved out of the way and then realized that it would end up swinging back.
I'm okay with going upside down as long as it's quick. Meaning, like on a roller coaster and I go through the corkscrew or do the loop-de-loop. But I can't just like be brought to the edge of it and just teeter and then I'm not a big fan of that. So I'll do most of the rides, but the ones that just spin you round and round all the time, not going to do it.
All right,
not my thing.
Let's go to line one. Somebody wants to chime in on big boobs. Are they out?
Let's go to John in Stafford. John, you're on with the Junkies. Good morning.
Morning, fellas. How's it going? You know, I'm a little bit older than you guys. I've never been a big fan of the big ones. They just, you know, they're just unattractive to me because, you know, obviously when you get our age, they tend to end up ones down by the knee, ones over her head when she's waking up. You know, they sort of start to look like wet tube socks with marbles in them. It's just not a good look. And, you know, and there's all the physical problems that girls have with them. So, you know, being rational about it. But I just like a nice, tight-looking body. You know, on a young girl, they look okay, but that's temporary. And it's just, I don't know, I've just never been a big fan. It's all about the, how can I say this? For me, anyway, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Let's put it that way. I enjoy that immensely.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. I don't know if I'm tracking with them.
Kind of like Hershey's Park.
Begins with an A.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. Boom.
This guy would come to our restaurant, JP.
Yes, he'd been to the Buns.
He would come to the Buns.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
See?
Yes, sir.
Tell you, there's
a
market.
A hot dog and a bun, you'd be all in.
There's an untapped market out there for our concept.
Absolutely.
Thank you, buddy. We may have to find an angel investor or two.
I just think this is a little bit overplayed that as far as Hooters itself, the whole casual dining industry.
Right.
Has been taking a hit the last several years because fast casual, the Chipotles, the Paneros,
right?
Those have kind of gotten bigger. Like Applebee's is shutting down,
I think like 130 locations
plus stores.
Yep.
So that's where maybe Hooters is suffering the business. As far as millennials, not like Big Booze, we can give him the mic for 10 seconds. Awad is here. Awad, are you against Big Boobs?
Oh, no, don't it.
Of course, no. That's all we need.
Yeah,
no.
I was going to guess he's probably not. I mean, is he really in a situation where he can be that picky?
Maybe the traffic on Pornhub has gone down because they're discovering what Valdez has discovered, which is box truck love.
he came
in here yesterday.
Yeah, he's like,
saying,
I found a new genre.
I'm not about silly butts or silly boobs. I'm about silly plots.
Right. Do you like different locales? You like when they shake it up a bit.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to European porno, if that's what you're asking.
Nope. Sometimes you have to experience some new things, Valdez. I get it.
A lot of new things.
Yeah.
All right, as I mentioned, we've got a bunch of guests on the show today. Charlie Cassley will join us at 6:40. We'll talk some NFL with him. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.